Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live on the Day with Jay.
And Trey.
Thank you guys for another great show. Thank you for joining us for another great show. Got a lot to talk about. It's probably going to be some people that listens to the show. Well, you know what? It is what it is. It might be some people that not like what we talk about today. But it's okay. It's okay because we definitely need to talk about these things. It's something that happens all the time. On today's show, we're going to be discussing the way people play games in life, okay? We will discuss people who mask, literally mask themselves around you to get every bit of detail in your life. And sometimes they use it against you. Sometimes they use it against you. Sometimes they just, I don't know, want to see what they can see. And that's what we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about why is it so that so many people use spirituality in such a negative overtone, especially when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to actions, dealing with people. Why do they use religion in a way that helps them gain or make them feel vindicated in what they are doing or what they're trying to convey against someone else? I don't think there's no easier way of saying it. Why do you, some people use religion comes to covering up their negative acts and their negative thoughts and their negative motives? You know, a lot of that goes on right now. And those are things that we need to talk about, how you are going to distinguish what's real and what's not. Number to call is 515-602-9699. That number again is
515-602-9699.
And I hope you guys are having a very good day because we are. And we got a lot to talk about. I got a couple of clips I want to play that I know you are going to enjoy. Because it makes you think, and that's what we need to do. We need to think. We need to come up with some solutions of some of the things that we talk about on today's show. You are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in a day with Jay.
That's right.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now. I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was alright. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Straight down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that week. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Hey, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. woman. Oh, hey brother, there's a better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice, it's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimp trying to get your woman last week. Across the 110th Street, pushing a wall, let the junkie go free. Oh, across the 110th Street, a woman trying to get the trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across the 110th Street, you can find it
world. You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
And Lady Trace. Welcome back to the show. Number to call is
1-5-6-0-2-9-6-9-9.
Again, that number is
1-5-6-0-2-9-6-9-9.
Guys, thank you for joining. Yes. Yet another great show. Got a lot to talk about, y'all. We're going to talk about some touchy subjects for some people, and it's probably touchy for some of you. If it makes you feel some sort of way, then it's probably meant for you to hear, and it's probably time for you to change the way you do things in life, y'all. This mic is messing with me a little bit, but give you a quick update. That is. Councilman Kellogg will not be on the show tomorrow. We have a different show for you tomorrow, but he will be on the show on Monday. So definitely want to check that out Monday, Councilman Robert Kellogg will be on the show to talk a little bit about what's going on with the homeless situation in Gastonia, North Carolina. I think it'll be a great opportunity for you to hear things coming out of someone's mouth that is actually in the process along with everyone else. That got their hands dirty on this. Well, I ain't gonna say dirty because there's nothing bad about it, but got their hands in going on, in trying to be what's going on with the homeless situation in Gastonia. So that's how we're gonna look at that. At the beginning of the show, we said something about the way people play games in life, and do you know people that play games? You know people who mask themselves as your friend,
mm-hmm.
but show you different?
Yes.
Do you know people that...
Well, say something in your face and
yeah, around you. Yeah. And you know the crazy part is I when they do it to me, it always comes back to me. So that should show them that they have a mole within their circle But it always comes back to me. Mm-hmm. It always comes back to me. And one of the things that aggravates me the absolute most is that people will blame negative things that they do on God. Well, this is this. I had this vision or what, whatever. God does not tell you to do negative things to people who have been good to you,
yeah.
Especially to people who have been good to you. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody come on this show and tell me right now I'm wrong. But I don't believe a God that says he loves endlessly will tell you to do something against the person of someone who has been good to you.
I don't either.
I don't believe that. And I just think that it shows sometimes people can show you how selfish they can be. Sometimes people can show you how selfish they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people will show you how jealous they can be, mm-hmm. how envious they can be, how underhanded and sneaky they can be.
Yes, definitely sneaky.
And there's no room for that. I don't like sneaky people around me. I just rather go about my business.
Yeah.
If you got to be sneaky or if you feel like I'm not a good friend, which I rarely have people tell me that. Like, you got to be sneaky around me. I just rather you go ahead and go the other way. I just rather you go ahead and go the other way. Because I'm connected with a lot of people. But there's very, very few people that I call my friend. Very few. But I'm connected with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the average person don't understand how many people know me or how many people I know that I'm connected with. Some people are really, really famous people. And some people are just like me, ordinary folk, been the ones to try and take what someone can do for me and just use it up. I'll tell you what, it was something that was real hurtful. And you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to call any names. But I had a gentleman once call me and say, hey, I've been following your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know a little bit about your show. I want to pick your brain a little bit about your show. And I don't believe in holding information, especially knowledge. People who hold knowledge are people who are selfish. But what I've done was I gave him a little bit too much of my blueprint. And the next thing I know, this person stopped communicating with me, but come up with a show exactly like mine, similar to mine. I ain't going to say exactly, similar. Took the concept, ran with it, promised a lot of things, but never made good on any of those promises. And I was really, really... I was really hurt about that. Not the fact that, because me and the person wasn't close. The person reached out to me, and I felt like I was doing my due diligence by helping someone who need asked for help.
Yeah.
You know, someone who asked for help. I felt like I was doing my due diligence, and because I know how it feels to ask somebody for something, and they turn around, and they give you the behind the kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lesson. That was a pill that I had to swallow that I didn't want to, but I did, and I continue to still help people and still give people chances to show their true colors. And boy, when they show their true colors, they really show it. And just this last month, I have learned a lot. Last what, 4 or 5 months,
mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot about some people, and I see how they're moving, which ain't cool, but it's okay. Because when you start moving in ways that are not meant to be genuine or in love, in unity, in peace, all those things you say you are about, then when you become exposed on down the road, which you will, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bad. it's going to show. It's going to be bad because people are not equipped right now to be so forgiving, which we should. We should, because everybody deserves a second chance, third chance, fourth chance. If we ask for that many chances from God, why can't we give everyone else chances? So, but when it comes down to you treating someone who has treated you good way, it don't end well. It doesn't end well. And you can believe whatever religious track you want to, it does not end well. In every scripture, religious, holy scripture, or law, or command, or whatever you want to call it, surahs, whatever you want to call it, in all of those, it does not end well for you when you treat people bad, the wrong way, that has treated you good. So, for those of you out there, and there's a couple of you, it's okay. Know that I already know what you say. Just know that. And just know that when you come to me, that you're going to have to come and you're going to have to eat some humble pie. It's okay. I'll watch you chew it up and swallow it. But just know that when you start really, truly messing with people that God has his hands on, I ain't got to fight that fight. To be treated, that's the golden rule.
Yes.
Treat people the way you want to be treated. And if you can't do that, then something is seriously wrong with the way you think when it comes to dealing with people. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to me, honey. It's amazing to me. And I'm not trying to say I'm better than anyone else because I'm not. I have my flaws.
I do too.
But it's amazing to me when you – just case in point, you just take people who's always on social media talking about God did this, God did that for me, God did this, I love God, God's going to do this, God's going to do that, and then just all the time. And then tell me, do you see God in any of that? I've seen some stuff from some people that have really surprised me. And these be the same people that tell me God got me. But then I see you making fun of people that's less fortunate on your social media accounts. I don't get that. I don't understand that. That just sit and wait for you to fall. Wait for you to slip up, mess up. So they can be the first one to call you out. I don't get that. Now, I have close associates, friends, that I definitely try to look out for. So if I see you doing something that's detrimental to your growth, that don't look, take that information and you apply it, it's on you.
Right.
I'm giving you something that you don't know by asking you or telling you, look, hey, that's not a good look. You might want to change that, take that down, or whatever the case may be. But when you come back at, why are you coming at me like that, or why are you all over my stuff? That, who does that? Who does that? And then later on down the road, get some serious networking done, and that one person that said something negative that reminded them of something that they went through in their childhood that you choose to pick about to make fun about on your social media, they tell you, you know what, I would really love to support you, but you made fun of such and such. Mm-hmm. And my uncle was one of those people who, you know, I don't know, one of those people who suffer from that. And I've seen you making fun of it. So I choose not to support you. Who do you have to blame for that? Take a little commercial, y'all, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna play this clip. It's really good clip. It talks about, you know, friends and friendship and character and morale, and it just talks about those things. And I think it's a really good I ain't gonna say icebreaker, but it is a good icebreaker. I think that everyone needs to really pay attention to it. Number to call.
515-602-9699.
You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Welcome back to the show. Number call is
515-602-9699.
Guys, in case you have been on Mars the last 20, 30 minutes, we've been talking about a lot of stuff. We've been talking a little bit about the games people play in life. We've been talking about, you know, your friends and just in general how people are right now. And, you know, it's a lot to that. And, you know, like I said before, if there's anybody listening to the show that that has gotten a little ticked off over anything we said, I'm sorry. Maybe it was meant for you to hear it. But it's okay. It's okay, because we can move past that. You know, we got to be able to talk about the things that bother us and communicate with each other. People who don't know how to communicate are the ones who keep gossip going.
Yes.
They keep gossip going. They get mad. They don't understand why people are the way they are because they don't know how to communicate. I am a big communicator. And I feel like that if you have a problem with someone, you should be able to communicate with them. Say, look, man or girl, that ain't cool. Man, you gotta come better than that. You know, you gotta be able to do that. But instead, you sit there and be quiet. But then you go to the next person and want to talk a bunch of junk to the next person. That's what's not cool. That's not cool at all. So I really appreciate you guys. Sorry, I really appreciate the guys that are in my life that can come to me and can tell me, Jay, that ain't cool, I didn't like it, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I do have, but anyhow, here's a clip that I want to, I want you guys to listen to. It's really interesting, but it kind of hits home. It hits home a little bit, and I know you'll get a lot of information out of it. I'm hoping there's no bad language in this one part. I tried to get the part that didn't have bad language in it, but let's listen to this. This is courtesy of Jimmy on YouTube, the channel, but it is, you know, people talking about how some friends are enemies, and you'll recognize some of the voices. There's a lot of truth to what I just played for you guys. And one of the things that really hit home with me was it talked about, in layman's terms, it literally stated, the company you keep shapes your character. So if you're around a bunch of people, or if you're around just a couple of people that quit a lot around them enough, if your foundation is not as balanced as it should be, you'll start picking up those little attributes. And they're really not good attributes at all. So that's why it's really important that you are careful with who you spend your time with, and who you, if you have children, if you have a significant other, who you bring into their circumference. It's really important, because the worst thing you can do is have, but it happens. It happens. And, you know, and you ask yourself, you find yourself asking yourself, why am I around this person? Or why am I around these people? And sometimes, I know for me, there's been some times where I just couldn't answer that. Why do I go around this person when I know, okay? When I know that they
are, when they leave from me, I'm drained.
Yes. Or they're masking in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, be real. I mean, I'm going to be 100% real with you. I have never, ever, ever held my tongue. Found it is warranted for me to hold my tongue, but I, for the most part, I will tell you exactly what's on my mind tactfully. I won't disrespect you. I'll tell you tactfully what I think, mm-hmm, and what I stand for. But you're gonna get the other me when you mess with my kids and my wife. That's when you get the other me.
Those things are non-negotiable. You know, and it's always the ones that don't have.
It was some really, really good stuff. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play another clip. It's from the late great Dick Gregory, and I think that you are going to, you're really going to enjoy it. Because he talks to the young African-American men, and it's something that they definitely need to hear, especially in this day and time. I believe if we're going to preach to young men, we'll be doing our part, too. We can't preach to them, and we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Because the first thing they're going to say is, well, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? So why even run your mouth when you ain't doing what you're supposed to do? All right? Number to call.
602-9699.
That number again is
515-602-9699.
You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And I'm something. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm something. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. You make me wanna fly, oh, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's the crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's the crazy love.
Pour it on, boy, take me to the night. And ain't no stopping,
stopping.
And trying, destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
We have so-called, you know, leaders in the community that's not leading. We have community that are not mentoring. Now, we do have some mentors out there that are doing their thing, and they get no notoriety for it or anything. And we got some out there who just want to hear themselves talk. And like I told y'all a long time ago, there's levels to this. There's levels to this. I mean, anybody can create a radio show or a podcast or whatever it is, your vice. But are you going to have substance? Are you going to have real substance? Are you going to be able to speak to the people, to your audience, the right way? Are you going to be able to make them or assure them that serious in whatever it is you're trying to get accomplished with them? Because like I said, there's lots of people running around calling themselves leaders, but they're not leading. And I don't understand that, especially for our young black males. I don't understand that. But let me play this clip right quick. It is courtesy of the Dictionary Project on YouTube. So you guys go check them out because they do great work. And it is a video. Well, it is a interview with the late great Dick Gregory, and I listen to this a lot because, and I let my kids listen to it because it is a great moment and a great message for our young or just young blacks in general. So check this video or check this interview out. I keep saying video.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And,
small business?
excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it that we have never.
I'm going to stop right there. That was the most. That was the most important line that, well, there's many important lines of that whole interview, but that line was very important where he stated, we spend so much of our time celebrating the few that have made it. Sometimes the few that have made it don't know how to reach back and pull another one up. Sometimes, and that goes for the community. Sometimes, when we got one that has made it in the community, they forget how to pull back and reach and grab somebody else and bring them up to that level. You know why? It's because they don't want you to achieve the status that they have or more than them.
Yes.
And that is a sad way of thinking.
Very sad.
And it's prevalent amongst black people. And I should, just like I don't get angry when someone who's white say they love their people and their culture. They should. I don't get mad when they help each other. I don't get mad when someone from another country comes here and finds success and help other people from their country or their culture find success. I don't get mad at them for that. How can you get mad at someone who is helping nations of their culture? What makes me angry is the fact that we ain't got it yet. Now, there'll be some of you that are watching this show that will be sitting there sucking your teeth talking about who does he think he is. There'll be some of you that are sitting back that have the means to say, well, you know what, Jada has another platform I can put you on, but you'll never do it because you got your own agenda. You'll never do it. You'll never click like. You'll never share to beneath you. You don't want no one to catch up to you, or you don't want nobody to do better than you. And that's the craziest thing that I've seen. There's people that have started podcasts that I share, that I support, that I listen to their content, I comment. I don't get that same in return. And it's because we are still stuck that jealousy stage for some reason. We're stuck there. And it's sad. We're stuck there. It's sad. And, you know, I'm really upset sometimes. I get upset sometimes with my young African-American females. Because if anyone should have some serious camaraderie, it should be you. It should be you. Y'all are the backbone of the family. Y'all are the first teacher of the child. And yet still, syndrome. Some of you. How many people that you regularly talk to 5 years ago check on you now? We got to be able to we got to be able to do better when it comes to each other. We got to be able to tell each other that we love each other. We got to mean it. We got to show it. We got to help each other. There's a couple partners that I got, friends of mine. I can really call them friends. And they called me right now and told me that they need me right now. First, I make sure my family's straight, but I'm out. And I'm going to them because I know without a doubt, if I call them, they're dropping what they're doing and they're coming to me. I don't understand how we can call ourselves brothers and sisters when we don't even act like step cousins. Is this such a step cousin? We don't even act like we that far. But again, somebody get hit over the head by the police, here we go wanting to protest. And I'm down with protest the right way. I think everyone should be able to exercise the right to protest.
Yes.
The right way. Right way to protest. And I think that we should concentrate on the right way to protest. But anyhow, we got to learn how to treat each other the right way. That's just all it is to it.
After us, it's
no more.
It's our kids.
That's right. Well, yeah, you're right. It's our kids.
It's the young generation right now. And
who?
My great-grandparents and my grandparents and my parents. And mm-hmm. Now it's on us.
Mm-hmm.
And after us, it's...
What are we going to leave our children? What legacy are we going to leave them? What knowledge are we going to leave them? What blueprint are we going to leave them?
Yes.
We have to leave them a blueprint that is legible. We have to leave them a blueprint that is attainable. We got to leave them a blueprint that is not going to lead them down a road of destruction.
Yes.
All because we want to look cute and good right now. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And I don't understand it. I really don't. Coming from an educator's point of view, I truly don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't understand it. And coming from this radio point of view, it's very hard to understand. I've talked to a lot of people. I've dealt with a lot of people out in the community. I've seen a lot of things. A lot of people have said things to me. But this not being one, not being unified, not wanting to see someone who looked like you succeed and win, and not wanting to share how you can win, we refuse to help one another. And I know somebody out there be like, Jay, it sounds like you anti-black. I am black as you are. And as I told you before, I love my people and I love myself and I love for what we stand for. But we gonna have to do better. And we should have been done better. Mm-hmm. Everybody's running circles around our community, y'all. There's a lot of people that are doing things out in the community that are phenomenal. We need to celebrate those things and those people, and we need to make sure that whatever those people are doing, we kind of stand behind it. Because there's nothing worse than putting your hard-earned work, time, sweat, and tears into a project, and
nobody supports it.
And trust me, I know how that feels. The gift, Young as he is, played at the Little Theater about six shows.
Yeah.
And there's like maybe a handful of people that I know that came for you to look on his face when he realized that the people he thought should be there wasn't there. But as I promised you, you're going to regret you didn't come. You're going to regret you didn't get to hear this kid play live. I promise you. It's all right. Everything I told you last year is already coming into fruition now. Told you you're going to see him on TV. And you're going to sit there and you're going to say, man, I wish I'd have seen that kid when he was here. Right here, there. But you'll wait till he gets famous and you're, oh, he's from G-Town. That's what we do here. We don't support until you get famous. Then we want to claim you. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
That's what we do here. Another something that needs to stop. But anyhow, thank you guys for joining us for yet another great show. We really appreciate the support that you give us. And we want to continue to do this show. Tomorrow is going to be a good show. We will not have Councilman Kellogg on the show tomorrow, but I do have another little gift or surprise for you tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. And we're going to talk to Councilman Kellogg on Monday, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to the mayor of Gastonia next couple of weeks. I need to reach out to him and make sure that he is okay with coming on the show and talk to some more councilmen and councilwomen. You know, we got to start making sure that we're doing our part in our community, y'all. Not just talk about it, but we need to be about it. So as we tell you each and every day, we love you guys with the greatest love we know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to us each and every day. See you guys on tomorrow's show. All right? Peace.